going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Resorts and casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Chugged along. Here's Martinook moving in. The shot!
The zone drops for Domi. He's through. Domi scores. Max Domi's the overtime hero in game two.
And a chance now to break this game up, and right out in front, they score. Matthew Tkachuk in his first game with the Cats since February 8th. Barkov worked it to the net front. Tkachuk through a crowd, they score.
Hartman threw it off the side of the net. Centers, and Foligno scores!
How's your save percentage? That's my question of the day.
Well, let me start by saying this. I went through the whole day yesterday thinking we were Wednesday. Until late last night, when I was like, I'm going to go put the garbage on the side of the road. Why? Are they come in a day early? The kids are like, they come in a day early? No, like, we're Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
You
no,
did
Dad,
not.
We're Tuesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Okay, thank you. On that note, I'm going to bed.
Okay, so we're still clearly trying to recover from a delayed start to our week on Monday. It has thrown us off, and we're trying to rein it back in.
And but a short week because we don't have a Friday show. So it's like,
it's a lot shorter week than we anticipated.
Yeah. I mean, we thought we were going to get, this hour as 38 minutes or whatever. Well, right. Three, four, five times. No, we missed on. Anyway, all okay. I'm saying is that maybe I wasn't prepared yesterday as much as I should have. You asked me a question at the end of the show about, you know, like, who's the next up-and-coming coach, right? And I was like, I don't know. So I decided, okay, I'll do a little homework on that, and then I'll be better prepared. But there was a couple of teams last night that weren't prepared and got spanked, and, you know, that was the significance of Tuesday night in the NHL. Not Wednesday night in the NHL.
Well, that's an interesting word. I'm probably not going to dwell on it too much, but I mean, like, prepared, that is. Like, I think they're all prepared. Like, sometimes games just go, like, I don't know. Here's the thing. You and me, but by me observing you, I tend to focus on these things more. In this, ironically, happened when we were in Vegas that time when we went to see the Henderson Silver Knights.
Yep.
And you immediately looked at Logan Thompson and said, this guy loves the attention.
Oh, loves the attention.
Okay, so tell me, if I'm going down this path, and I can't even say it. Before the game unraveled for Vegas.
Yes.
Did you happen to see something that their goalie did?
Well, not before it unraveled. I think it was the 3-0 goal that I was like, he looked at his glove way before that. But okay. But the one thing that I was like, This is interesting. So I believe it was Zuccarello came in on a partial breakaway, took a quick shot, hit Hill in the glove, and the puck still went in the net. And he did the one like, oh my gosh, do I have a hole in my glove type of situation, which, you know, was... Then I went into trying to find a video because I remember a game we played years and years ago against Ottawa, and a point shot went through the webbing of Patty Lalime's glove and hit him right in the head.
Yep.
And even like Patty and I and one morning Jacques Martin laughed about it. We're like, hey, do you remember when the puck went through your glove? And Jacques goes, I almost pulled him right then. I'm like, what the heck? And so we were laughing. But Aiden Hill last night on that play, I was like, not a good look when you have to look at your glove to see if there's a hole in it.
Yeah, and this is me overanalyzing or overthinking, whatever. Hill was really, really good early.
Yeah. And really good. It would have been four or five nothings. Yeah.
He knew he was really good early. And to me, it all unraveled after he showed how good he thought he was. So he had the sequence and the first commercial break where he stopped the breakaway and then the next play came out. And he got it with the glove. And he knew as soon as the puck went in his glove that the commercial timeout was happening. His mask was off inside of 2 seconds, and he made a beeline to the bench with a, and I don't even know the guy, so maybe I'm wrong to say this, but it was like a look at me, look at my last
sequence. Look at what I did.
I can't wait to get to the commercial break, so the cameras are going to be on me without my mask on. And this is what Logan Thompson was doing the night we saw him. And just doesn't take, this is what makes great players and great goalies. Like, you want to thrive.
A little arrogance. Yes.
It was hilarious to me that was my thought in the moment, was like, okay, calm down. Like, it's a tie game here. And then it all unraveled. So it's probably why I started with a snarky comment about goaltending today.
Well, let's just pay attention to this game quickly. Man, were the Minnesota Wild fast in that game. They were flying all around the ice, everywhere, like just... And then you're up 4-0. Score effect, shot attempts, and puck possession came into play. The shot attempts at the end of the night for this game was 89-52 for Vegas. Like, if you look at the numbers, you're like, oh, all right, we play that way again. We're going to win more games. No, that has nothing to do with this one. Let's really dive deep into, you know, the shot attempts, the quality of looks. Like, at the end of the night, the expected goals were very similar between the two of them, about 2.5. So, yeah, did Minnesota perform their expectation? Yes, but they were really good, and they put Vegas on notice now. Like, look, with Kaprizov, the way that he played, we have some quick players. Boldy was good. It is now a series.
Isn't Vegas your choice?
Vegas is my choice. Yeah.
Minnesota, I picked to win the round. So yeah. None of this is surprising to me.
I felt pretty good yesterday when all the games had gone my way in the first 3 days of the, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Mm-hmm. Everything went my way. Carolina won, Washington won, LA won, Colorado was up 1-0, and then they that got tied up. But yeah, I felt pretty good. Now I'm looking at it and I'm like, there's a few series that are a lot closer than I would have thought. Mm-hmm. Ottawa kind of gave the Leafs a little bit of a run for their money, despite the fact that, you know, I think they got lucky to go to OT. But, I mean, it was a step in the right direction for Ottawa after getting spanked in the first one.
Yeah, but, like, for me, Minnesota, and if you're paying any attention to the series, and it's hard to, I get it, it started at 11 o'clock last night. Minnesota's numbers, when healthy this year, were elite. They were top of class in the NHL. And we sat through the last 4 months of the year watching them try to perform without Kaprizov and Eriksson Ek.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, but you're talking about two of the better players from a superstar and well-rounded standpoint. And it has made a huge difference. I look at their lines, I look at their depth, and I go, this team, and remember, I'm saying this all against the backdrop of me being one of the biggest Vegas supporters in the history of their 8-year franchise.
Especially their backhand, their group of six defense.
How perfectly constructed they are. Mm-hmm. And they are. But I just think Minnesota's got something right now. They probably would have made it anyway, but the way they clinched with 20 seconds left in their final regular season game against Anaheim? I don't know. And you know, I've also been on the Matt Boldy train for a long time here. And this kid just, he uses everything you want as a player. Really, everything.
Yeah. He's got good size. He drives the net well. He's got, so yeah, I think Minnesota to me yesterday was the one game. Look, 11 o'clock. Am I going to watch the whole game? Thank you for being up 3-0, 4-0. I kind of like just dozed off and it was like perfect. This morning I watched the end of it, you know, the highlights, the end of the game. I'm like, okay, did not miss much. I mean, Vegas made it 4-2, pulled the goalie. Kaprizov scores in an empty net. Fine. They gave it a little bit of a bounce back. Maybe it's more of a Vegas thing coming back after, you know, the game. And okay, like if we get rid of the start of the game, we're there. And it's a feel good thing. You got back into the game, make it 4-2. Blah blah blah. Minnesota was dominating you from the get go. Aiden Hill, without him, first 5 minutes, 8 minutes, would have been 2-3-0 right then.
Right.
And then Minnesota took over even more.
Hill wasn't great, though, after that.
That's what it is. But, I mean, probably, you know, everybody in Vegas has now the, ooh, okay, we have to be way better, right? And Minnesota is like, ooh, we can push them around. We can toy with them a little bit. We can skate better than them. Let's go. So that was the 11 o'clock game.
Can we stay with it for a sec?
Yeah, 11-10 puck drop, 11-12 puck drop, really. So it was a late affair for that one.
I know the series is 1-1, but do you have concerns about Eichel and Stone? Jack was not healthy at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And as incredibly well-constructed as the Golden Knights are, I think it can be rather obvious when Jack is not 100%. Last night as the game wore on, I just didn't see enough. Like, I just didn't see the same Mark Stone that we've also often seen. I get it. It's one off, whatever. But I'm just curious what you've seen.
No, I think you're absolutely right. When Jack Eichel was on the ice yesterday, 5-on-5, his expected goals were not even a half a goal. Like, that's a bad, like, you're Jack Eichel. You're on the ice with your teammates. You should be able to create at least a number that would be in the 1.5 expected goals or whatever. I didn't think they shot the puck, but they never got to the inside. I almost feel like their mentality going in was, let's just be good defensively. Let's just try to shut it down. And because that's what Eichel has been deemed at, like this defensive all-around 200-foot player now in Stone. And they almost handcuffed themselves. Like, you have to play. Well, Jack Eichel should have been a 100-point player this year. He got banged up, so he didn't get to 100 points. But that's why he was so good in all parts of the game this year, because he had the puck. He was good offensively. He was working hard to come back. Mm-hmm. So you almost have to take the approach that let's go out and dominate offensively. We'll be fine defensively. But the health and the injury late in the season is a worry to me, because it didn't look like Jack Eichel and Mark Stone that we should expect in the playoffs.
Anything else on that? Or you want to jump to something else?
No. And it's interesting because you lose a game at home and a lot of people are like, it's over, right? But I feel like the way Minnesota, as you pointed out, the way Minnesota got into the playoffs, the way that they played down the stretch, the way that they seem to always defy some of the odds and some of the, you know, the numbers, even coming into this game and winning game two in Vegas, I say this will be a very important game three. I get it. It's every game is important in the playoffs, but Minnesota win game three, it is going to be a big uphill battle for Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Well, sticking with goaltender.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
...who ended up not having great nights. This might be... Let's go Florida, because obviously that series was, you know, last to start and... history and Stanley Cup titles between these two and really representing the East for the last half dozen years. Mm-hmm. What's your takeaway on Vasilevsky's night? Like, we saw him have a clunker against Buffalo this year, but they still won the game 6-5. Last night, there was no chance they were going to win the game based on what he wasn't stopping and, you know, the, call it what you will, the Matthew Tkachuk, I don't even know. Like, Florida just looked, this is why I picked Florida, and I know you're super high on Tampa here. So, like, what were you shocked at what you were watching last night?
We've seen Vasilevsky have those kind of nights, and that was always the, well, he bounces back from those like anybody, like nobody does, right?
Exactly.
So I'm not concerned about Vasilevsky. I have a concern that Tampa was so not ready to play this game. They weren't ready to defend against, you know, man, this Florida Panthers team was coming rolling. Matthew Tkachuk was coming rolling. Florida went 3-for-3 on the power play. Like, Tampa wasn't ready to know what Florida was going to bring on the power play. John Cooper wasn't ready. What an awful, awful challenge. It's 3-0.
He laughed it off, though, huh?
He laughed it off. I didn't listen to what, like, he said after the game.
No, the bench interview right after it happened with Emily.
That one was on mute for me. I had the other one on the sound.
No, he was like, well, you never know with these things. You gotta, and I'm like,
no, it was awful.
I'm like, John, everyone knows on this. Like, this was even after having the conversation we had yesterday about the value of the officials. Analyst, that was the first time I had ever heard Dave Jackson be demonstrative and say, "I don't understand this challenge."
Well, go, way to go, Jackson, because I like Dave Jackson. But it, like, it was so, like, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, "Ah, good goal," and you move on. It's 3-0. Okay, it's not over. But then you challenge and you give up the first of three power play goals right after that, and it's 4-0. And you're like, "This was stupid. This was the worst challenge." In, well, I don't know. I can't say in hockey because there's been some worse challenge. But in this year's Stanley Cup playoffs, thank you. That was the worst challenge in this year's Stanley Cup playoffs. Yeah. And it put Tampa in a bad spot. Vessi looked blah. Tampa looked blah. And I blame the 8:48 start time Eastern. Like, people were like, and I'm sitting at home and I put it on Twitter. I'm like, I'm sorry, but no. 8:48 start time. People are like, what? It's, you know, it's the same for both teams. I'll tell you this, why it's not the same for both teams. It's not the same for Florida, who is in a hotel, who is like, okay, well, we just kind of, like, it's different for Tampa at home. Like, if I think a 7 o'clock game, I would usually leave the house around 3:30, get to the rink at about 4:15, depending on where I lived and how long it took me. And then it's a 7 o'clock game. All of a sudden, it's an 8:30 game, but we all know it's going to be an 8:45, 8:50 puck drop. Everything is delayed almost 2 hours. Like, your lunch is delayed 2 hours, your nap time is delayed 2 hours, your driving to the rink is delayed 2 hours. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, I'm in the middle of traffic jams. Instead of being before the traffic, I'm in the middle of traffic.
I don't know if those exist there, but I get what you're saying.
In Tampa, it does. I'm just saying, like, it's a big, the difference is bigger for the home team than the road team. And the road team is like, whatever.
Right.
What time is bus? I'm going to be in my hotel room. Let's go. It's completely different. People may say it doesn't make sense, but having lived it, it does. It makes sense. Playing 8 o'clock at home all these years in Buffalo, I hated it because it just, it was a big difference. Playing 8 o'clock on the road, playing 3 o'clock on the road, 1 o'clock on the road. It's like, whatever. I'm on the road. I just, so, I got a deal about me. Like, that's it.
So are you saying that John Cooper needs to have his team stay in a hotel prior to game two?
Guys hate that, but I just think John Cooper and the Tampa Bay Lightning got to say, don't you dare give me another home start at 8:50 Eastern PM. Look at Vegas last night. Vegas, it's 11:10, right? 11:20 start. So it's an 8:10, 8:20 start in Vegas. Who was the worst team of the two? The home team, Vegas. The road team was fine. The home team came out flying. I think there's... Again, some people were like, Marty, there's a 40-minute difference between 7:30 and 8:20 or whatever, 8:10. And I'm like, it makes a big difference when you're used to always do the same thing and you prepare that way and your meetings and all of a sudden the game is at a much different time. And yes, you have to be pro. You have to adjust to it. But Tampa was not ready to play that game. They looked awful. They couldn't handle Kachuk, they couldn't handle Reinhardt. They just couldn't handle them. They were bad. They were really bad.
And they lost Cirelli as well early. He played 6 minutes. I don't know. It was a tough look all around for the Lightning last night. And just especially based on, you know, like the Panthers have obviously adapted to what they've seen head-to-head against the Lightning and in the most recent years based on a finals appearance and a Stanley Cup last year. It just looks like Florida. And we still have not seen the full Panthers roster because Ekblad doesn't play till game three. But one word for Matthew Tkachuk?
I want to say, can I do three words? Build for playoffs. Like he's like, okay, I'll come in and I'll be a wrecking ball and I'll show you why. Like I needed to rest and I needed to be ready for the playoffs. And that's like Matthew, I was trying to compare him with Brady last night. And again, Brady did score a goal yesterday and, you know, it was kind of a lucky bounce, but I'm like, Matthew is in another level. Brady is fun. Brady is good, but Matthew is on another level, and they shouldn't even be compared.
Now, do you say that because Matthew's resume is longer?
No, because I think Brady is
like Brady strong. Hasn't had the chance to be on this stage. Until
he hasn't.
Right. So that changes everyone's perception of a player. Right. And sometimes through no fault of that player, right? Yeah. Like your team's just not good enough to get there. But here, let me phrase it a different
Matthew
way.
Has better skills. Matthew has better speed.
Okay.
Maybe the only part that Matthew doesn't have is if there was a fight between Matthew and Brady, I think Brady wins.
This is what I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you if they had to go toe-to-toe, who wins the fight?
Brady. I think Brady's stronger.
Do you know that? I immediately thought that. And then I thought, no, Matthew's dirty enough that he'll figure out a way to win the fight. And that's not to say Brady's not dirty. He's a Tkachuk. Yeah. He has to be dirty.
But even like Brady, when he loses his mind, and it unravels quickly. Matthew, when he loses his mind, has a way to do it under control. And he kind of gets to you, and then maybe he'll get to you again, but then it's like it's under control. And maybe the difference in all of this is because Brady's the captain, and I think Brady Kachuk's a fantastic player. I don't like him as a captain because when he loses his mind, the rest of the team is like, that's our captain, and then all of a sudden everybody loses mind. Like they did in game one against Toronto. They unraveled against Toronto. The difference is Matthew Kachuk's not the captain.
I don't know if it was
Brady
undoing it all in that, though. I thought...
Well, it wasn't.
Right? Yeah. I mean, there were just undisciplined plays by Ottawa.
It was Ridley Gregg. It was everybody, right? Like, it was undisciplined, but you're the captain. But I think Matthew Kachuk not being the captain in Florida allows, like, Barkov to maybe look over at one point and go, hey, Chucky, like, okay, we're good. Like, I think that's what it why it works in that way. You can be a little out of line, but somebody brings you over the line.
Well,
oh, and by the way.
That's a great point, by the way. Like, what would Matthew Kachuk be there without Barkov? And then you could play this game and say, what would Sam Reinhart be? And what would Carter Verhaeghe be? And what would this player be? Like, the Kings never win the two cups without Kopitar. And, like, I don't even know how you put a value on the stabilizing star presence of someone like that on a team. And you're 100% right. Like, we know Matthew's amazing. He's awesome. But you have to have that. And Barkov is that. He's always been that.
The difference between Barkov and Kopitar, let's just say, as opposed to maybe a Ryan O'Reilly, is that they keep doing it a year after year after year, and their teams benefit from it. Like Ryan O'Reilly, after leaving Buffalo, he won the cup in St. Louis. He was the Conn Smythe. It was unbelievable, right? But then he goes to Toronto. They don't. It didn't materialize to anything, and it's not O'Reilly's fault per se. But like, and then in Nashville this year, that didn't work. Like, put Barkov in that same situation. Barkov, let's see, in St. Louis wins, then he goes to Toronto. It makes Toronto so much better. Not O'Reilly better. It makes Toronto Barkov better or Kopitar better. I think that's the difference. They're all great players, especially as defensive centers or all-around good centers. But Barkov and Kopitar, for example, are in another league.
They are. Real quick on another goalie.
Stolarz. So,
allow me not to taint this. Scale of 1 to 10. How would you rate Markstrom's performance last night with the Devils?
I want to say I would rate it probably a 7.
Yeah. That was the number I would have guessed. I hated the winning goal.
Hated the winning goal. And, you know, like, he's flopping. He's died. Like, he's down, whatever. Like, was that the winning goal? Was that the first goal?
No, it's just they scored twice in succession. After the great first period the Devils had, Carolina then scores twice. And I just, the second one was from that left wing position.
Oh, yeah. No, the first one was the one where he's flopping.
It's like, you got to have this one.
You know what is funny?
And then sure enough, like, it was so hard for the Devils the rest of the way. And I'm like, this is, and I don't like pinning it all on one guy. I knew the Devils were going to be really hard pressed to try to get, to recover from that moment.
So that's the same shot that Ray Ferraro said it was a bad goal on Freddie Anderson in the first game when Freddie gave up that goal off the Nico Hischier shot, right? And Ray Ferraro was like, you got to make that save. Look, is it a good shot? Yes. But is it a makeable save for Jacob Markstrom in that moment where your team needs you to keep
when
it at 1-1?
100%. For just that?
100%. You need to make that safe. So, look, the Devils played hard. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we were going to say, well, Sheldon Keefe is going to have some hard time getting out of the first round again.
I just wish Jack Hughes was there. That's all.
Exactly. You don't have Jack Hughes. Don't have Luke Hughes. You don't have, you're missing so many pieces.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to ask me about Anthony Stolarz and Ridley Gregg and the good punching and slashing and punching and whatever.
Why would I ever bring that series up? In fact, we have a commercial break to get to. This is amazing timing. And
this is great timing. We'll ask Shayna about it.
I won't. I'll sit the next shift out. We have a lot to look forward to this weekend. Marty said it's a short week for us. We don't have a Friday show, but Friday is a big day for both the Amerks and the Bandits. Bandits are home for quarterfinal action in the NLL, and the Amerks kick off their playoffs. Marty, you have no idea how much time I spent revisiting the last 2 years of Rochester-Syracuse and the box scores and the drama that unfolded over these five-game series. So it all begins again on Friday night at Blue Cross Arena, and we encourage you to not only be there for the game on Friday and game two on Sunday at 3, but get there for the festivities on Friday night. Genesee pregame happy hour for fans 21 and older from 6 to 7 in the brew house inside of Blue Cross Arena. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, features live music, $3 12-ounce cans of Jenny and Jenny Light. And first 5,000 fans in attendance for game one receive an Amerks rally towel courtesy of Genesee Brewing Company. It is going to be terrific to see. By the way, there's 8 players on the Amerks roster who were in that first series, Rochester-Syracuse, back in 2023. So that includes Yuri Kulik, who had a torrid start to his playoff career back then. So looking forward to Friday night, and definitely looking forward to Shayna Goldman next here on Sabres Live.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.